The Department of Natural Resources says 75% of the state's remaining wetlands are in private hands. So the department says protecting those areas requires partnerships with individuals and the private sector. DNR Wetlands team leader Cherie Hagen contends the state is not about to relax any regulations, but will try to advise people on restoring wetlands. She says coming soon will be an educational toolkit.
This toolkit will walk landowners through the process they should take in finding out if they've got wetlands. There'll be different maps that are available online, the wetland inventory and a wetland indicator layer, and then they'll have physical clues that they can go on their property and look for. And then if it turns out they have wetlands, they can restore them, they can enhance them. If they've got a proposed project, they're going to want to try to avoid them if they can.
Hagen says in 2006, 300 acres of wetlands in Wisconsin were destroyed. But 2,000 acres of wetlands were created. DNR board member Jonathan Ela says the department's wetlands protection strategy seems to be on the right track, but he says he wonders whether the created wetlands are of good quality.
Because an acre lost and an acre restored are often not comparable, so the primary job has to be to protect what we have.
Over the next year, a grant from the U.S. EPA will help assess mitigation efforts in Wisconsin since 2002. The DNR acknowledges the study may show mixed results. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.